You need to rewind that, that's probably only on one side, right?
If you want some information on the family tree, then we better sit over a table. We don't need any recordings, and I have to talk to you about it.
No, it's all right, we can take notes.
It's easy, it's easy.
It's easy enough to do it.
Here, let me get, I'll get the, give you the table, though, and we can look at this.
You know what, Harry? If Opa looks at this one and we put it on the tape, give me one of those, let's have a copy each, and we can each make our notes if we want to.
Well, the interesting thing here is you can work systematically by the boxes, can't you? And you can work one, you can go backwards on it, and it'll pick up.
And some of what it says on the margins is so hard to see.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that one. Some of that I need a magnifying glass. Don't rub, John. Don't rub. Push it down. Hold it down.
So we need a magnifying glass.
Takes a piece out.
Let me see if I can get a magnifying glass. Don't worry about the tape.
And stop the tape. You don't get anything on the tape, but he is... Okay.
Thanks, Josh.
Now, what do you want to know? You want to first...
Yeah, I think you ought to...
Marginal notes here.
Yeah, upper left-hand corner.
This starts very far.
Yes, Josh, come on in.
Here, that reads, probably 1792, living in Lear. That is...
It's the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah. I assume that refers to Judah, Joseph, and Teske Abraham Cohen.
What are you reading?
Very upper left.
And the over here, there.
When you said I assume, is that something you translated, or what does that say right
I
there?
Assume. Also here it says wahrscheinlich, that is probably.
Oh, wahrscheinlich. Where? Oh, yeah.
Probably 1792 in Leer Wohnhaft.
Yeah.
So that is Judah Joseph and Teske Abraham, I think, I assume. And then it says here, aus Jemgum. Jemgum is a small village on the other side of the river from Leer. Yes? Mm-hmm. Aus Jemgum.
Does that refer to a particular box that you're looking at, Daddy?
Up here on the
right. It's in the upper left-hand corner,
yeah.
But does it have reference to
and
a box?
It says, died on the 18th of June, 1832 in Leer. They were from Jemgum, do you understand? Zemi had some kind of a record that they were 1792 in Leer Wohnhaft, but they came out of Jemgum, a small village.
Well, who do you think
but
that's...
But gestorben am 18. Juni 1832 in Leer.
You think that's Solomon's father and mother?
That is, I don't know which one it is.
Okay, well that doesn't matter.
But anyway, it says, it shows that the beginnings of our family, as far as recorded history is concerned, we have it to 1792 in Leer.
Okay, and what does that say that says, wahrscheinlich?
Wahrscheinlich.
Wahrscheinlich.
Probably. 1792 in Leer Wohnhaft.
In Wohnhaft. And that refers to box to which?
To these people up there.
Up there, which is outside the margin. Judah,
yeah,
Joseph.
It is farther up. You see,
right.
This is,
oh, yeah.
Is
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. That is the fifth
right.
generation before
That's
me.
Judah, Joseph, and Teske. What is that? Teske?
Teske.
Teske Abraham Cohen.
Teske Abraham Cohen, yes,
right,
Teske
okay.
Abraham Cohen.
That's why I asked, I think, are they the parents
of number 16?
Solomon Judah
right.
Rosenberg.
Okay, of
yeah,
number 16.
That's where the name Rosenberg enters.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
From someplace.
Okay.
I mean, this was a Judah. We don't know.
Okay.
And then up here next to it is what, 1745 or something?
That's above 17.
1745 in Emden. I don't know the name. Kopsman Joosten, or Jakob Joosten, or Kopsman, yeah, that is Kopsman, C-O-P-S, man. I don't know what that means. Kopsman Joosten, Jakob Joosten. Maybe it was a, maybe it was a name by which he was called, but his real name was Jakob Joosten. That is a family from which the Esther Joosten came.
That's number 17.
In Leah,
okay.
Number 17.
Right.
And before 17, yes, also.
What's that word? Emden? Yeah.
Yeah. No, what?
Emden, 1745 Emden.
1745, there is a Jakob Joosten in Emden.
Who is the father, probably, of Esther Joosten, who is.
He is the father of Esther, which was also in one record spelled Esther, this E Trima, yes? Esther Joosten. Then. There must be a tombstone because she was died in Leah 1843 on 17th of January, box number 17.
You mean Esther Joosten, she was a, she's a she that died in 1843.
That's right, but she was married to Solomon Judah Rosenberg.
Right.
The Joostens came from Emden.
Okie doke.
And Solomon Rosenberg lived in Leah. Solomon Judah Rosenberg lived in Leah, and his wife died in Leah. Must be a tombstone there, otherwise we wouldn't have had a date.
Right.
Yes?
And he thinks her parents, okay. He
now,
tracked her down.
Number 8, you can read that easily. Joseph Solomon Rosenberg, Leah, Ostfriesland, born 1781. Also, Produktenhändler already,
yeah.
That means junk dealer, born, lived in Leah, died in Leah on September 8th, 1876. Now, there is a marginal note.
On the left of 8.
You see
right.
That?
Okay.
Kriegsteilnehmer. Yes, war participant.
Right, 1813
to 1815. So he was already then a citizen of Prussia. Yes? So 1813-15 were the wars of Napoleon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So we have, I have a copy of his Soldbuch in my papers, his book in which the soldiers their pay. They are, what you call the pay for soldiers, what they get here?
Script, I don't know.
No, they got also regular pay, and there was a book in which it always was written in.
A ledger?
It's called Soldbuch. They were called Soldaten because they were paid einen Sold, a hiring pay. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers were hired, apparently, but also they were conscripted.
Sold. Sold.
History, an historical word.
Ah.
Soldat was a person who had a sold, and he had a book in which his sold was registered.
Okay.
A receipt book.
Right.
And you thought in you said Prussian. Where? Why Prussian?
Prussia. Prussia. Preußen.
Leo was part of Prussia?
Part of Prince Hanover. Hanover was part of Prussia.
So he was in that, and that was a Napoleonic War, the war in 1813.
And I have a copy of the...
Of this fellow's Soldbuch, Joseph Salomon.
Here, Kriegsteilnehmer.
Okay.
No, I understand, but you said that's the same name on your Soldbuch, this fellow Joseph Salomon Rosenberg?
Joseph Salomon Rosenberg. Here, aus 1783.